Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 437. What I learned from interviewing 19 millionaires, part one, by Benjamin Davis with budgetsaresexy.com. And I am Dan, your host. Happy Halloween to all of you on this October 31st. This is, of course, where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet, and I'm here doing that each Monday through Friday. Now, today is the start of a two-part post from a guest author over at Budgets Are Sexy. But before we get to that, if you've been listening for a while, you should already know that we give away books to random people on our mailing list. And that happens on the first of the month, which is, of course, tomorrow. So if you want a chance to win this time around, make sure you join our mailing list by tonight. To join, just enter your email address at oldpodcast.com. For now, let's get right to part one of this post as we optimize your life. What I Learned from Interviewing 19 Millionaires, Part 1, by Benjamin Davis with budgetsaresexy.com. While doing my PhD in Germany, I developed CFS, adrenal fatigue, and I feared I could not work for much longer. I didn't know much about finances or investing at the time. I had only invested in the stock market for a few years using very simple strategies. Therefore, I decided to educate myself financially, reading over 100 books on personal finance and investing in general. I did a few projections, and I set the goal to retire by the age of 33 in Portugal. I literally live where people vacation. And today, I am well on track to do so, primarily through real estate. As I educated myself, I decided that I needed a mentor, and I figured I would look for one in the area I wanted to retire in, Mideast Portugal, Europe. If you've ever tried to get a mentor yourself, you know how difficult it can be at times. I asked many people whether they wanted to teach me how to get rich doing the same thing they did, but the answer came back negative over and over again, until one person said, "Well, I don't have time for that, but I can tell you my story. Maybe you'll learn from it." To this day, I still remember how my brain started connecting the dots right then and there. I quickly shot back, "You got time today?" And that was the beginning of something remarkable. I went on to interview 19 self-made millionaires and multimillionaires who taught me more than they'd ever know. I would invite them for a coffee, take out my notebook, and then ask them to tell me their stories. I would take notes like a professional reporter. Finding them was a nightmare, however. At times, I felt like I was wasting my time, and at others, I felt like I had won the lottery and was learning things I would never have learned if I hadn't talked to them. I had all sorts of people interviewed, from cocky to humble, bankers to farmers. You'd expect to find a pattern in how they looked, but I didn't. Some were dressed up, others looked close to homeless. Only a few told me their actual net worth, but all of them, probably unconsciously, told me things that were instrumental for my own journey to wealth. In this article, I will summarize 6 lessons I learned from them. I hope you can relate to them, and even more importantly, I hope you apply some of them to your own life. Lesson number 1. Life is about way more than money. Antonio wanted to get rich desperately. He wanted to show his father how capable he was. He never told me what his father said that hurt him so much, but I could sense some revenge in the way he talked. He wanted to prove a point. He told me his biggest mistake in life was barely living at all. Quote, "I barely had a life until today. I could never enjoy a dinner with my family or my wife's cake. I could never stop thinking about improving my business and making more money. Even today, it seems that I don't have enough, and that leaves me nervous." End quote. Antonio has a medium-sized retail business which sells farming machinery. Back in the day, he used to run from small village to small village in order to find local farmers who would buy his equipment. Today, he stays at the business and sends his workforce to work. He looks like a concertmaster coordinating an orchestra. He pays attention to every detail and has a huge handwritten database of clients and their needs. "This is worth gold," he told me regarding his small notebook he started writing in long before email was a thing. "This guy knows marketing and the value of keeping a big record of clients," I thought. The biggest lesson I learned from Antonio was that even if it seems like it, life ain't about the money. Not always, at least. Antonio ended up developing an inability to feel good when achieving something. He's always wanting more. Even now that his business has expanded into 6 cities, he's not satisfied and he never will be. Lesson number 2, do what you love and the money will come. Jose told me he never thought he could become a multimillionaire selling tiles. "I never thought anyone could make a decent living doing this, even though I always loved home renovation and tiles," he said. If you're thinking this is a strange thing to love, by the way, know that Portugal has a history with tiles, bricks, and stones. If you ever visit Lisbon, you'll understand why. Jose continued, "I wanted to become rich, so I started multiple businesses. I would move from business to business, looking for one that was really profitable until I started selling homes." But Jose never really made significant money selling homes. Quote, "The market was always very volatile, and crashes were terrible for us. This is not London or New York. It is a small city with a small market," end quote. A prospective buyer once told Jose he would buy the home he showed him, but only if he could find someone to renovate it for him on the cheap. He didn't like the tiles in the kitchen and in the bathroom, but Jose knew no one he could refer to. Quote, "I remember looking for days, asking all the other brokers in the company, but no one knew any business doing that," end quote. Eventually, that led to Jose setting up his own renovation business, and he started buying tiles in massive amounts for not only his own business, but for other contractors too. Contractors who normally buy tiles in bigger cities like Porto. It was a costly and slow process, but Jose saw an opportunity and jumped on it, eventually making more money on the tiles themselves than all the renovations. He finally gave up the renovation business and focused solely on what he loved the most, selling tiles, which eventually made him a multimillionaire. He says, "Whenever anyone asks me what I do, I very proudly say that I sell tiles." Lesson 3. Hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled "What I Learned from Interviewing 19 Millionaires" by Benjamin Davis with BudgetsAreSexy.com. And by the way, you can learn more about Benjamin on his site, FromSenseToRetirement.com. That's C-E-N-T-S, Sense.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And once again, if you want to have a chance to win a book from us, make sure you're on our mailing list by tonight at midnight. You'll also get some free financial spreadsheets from us, including one that shows you when you can retire, as well as a video tutorial, a weekly email with life tips, quotes, and more. And you can get all of that just by joining our mailing list at oldpodcast.com. And again, all you need is your email address. And that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Have a great rest of your day, and I will see you in tomorrow's show as we start a new month, and we'll continue with part two of today's post. That's where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.